that's my status. You know, it seems like we play these quarterbacks after they have a really big game. It's the second time we played a guy that's had 500 yards passing the week before. Just shows you what kind of offensive team they have. They've got two great receivers, and quarterbacks have an MVP year. So, you know, another big challenge for us. Plus, they're a really balanced team. I mean, they run the ball really well. They're a good running team and passing team. We played some teams that were, you know, stronger one or the other, but they're really good on both sides, running and passing.
Wade, first time we've got a chance to talk to you since the sideline collision.
It wasn't a collision. The guy ran over me. So,
looking at Roby returning it, and he came out of nowhere?
Yeah, I said, if I'm going to go out, I'd like to go out on an interception for a touchdown. So, you know, that was my last play, and that'd been, you know, that'd still been all right. But, we were off the side. I mean, I wasn't in the wide area, actually, when Roby intercepted, Vaughn pushed the guy, so the guy kind of accelerated, and there were like three of us standing there, and none of us were able to move at all. I mean, if he'd have hit, you know, one of the other guys, it'd been in, been same kind of collision. So, but the difference is now, the coaches get shot up for practice. I had to get shot up for practice yesterday, and the players don't. So,
left rib there, you got something?
Yeah, I got a little fractured rib. So,
okay,
but I got 23 more. So,
did you see it? And do you consider yourself lucky that a fractured rib is all you wanted?
Yeah, because I hit the back of my head on the ground, and they did the CAT scan or whatever on my head, and they didn't find anything. So.
I'm all right. You didn't have any concussion symptoms, huh? No concussion symptoms?
No, I don't have to go through protocol, so I'm all right this week.
Since this was your second type of deal, there was maybe some concern that you should coach from the box.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Yeah. Well, the last one, I was like 5 yards inside the deal. So, I mean, my son actually got hit 2 weeks ago. Oh. He didn't get knocked down, but it happens on the sideline some. You know, in fact, they should have a warning thing, you know, to say, you know, if you're on the sideline, beware or something. So he can't get sued, you know.
So are you going to stay on the sideline or go up to the box?
I'm thinking about being in the box this week just because I am in some pain, and I really don't want to get hit again, certainly, but I did go in the box when I was with Coop in 2011 when they took my kidney and my gallbladder out. I went upstairs, so it might be another instance I might do that.
Is there anything better about going to the box? I mean, usually most of your career you've been on the sideline.
Yeah, I've been on the sideline almost all but one game in Houston. So, my first 5 years I was in the press box. But I wasn't the coordinator, so. It's clear up there. I mean, it's obviously quiet, and you can see well. I pretty well know what's going on the field anyway. But you can't communicate with the players as well, you know. But now they've made it where you can communicate from the box to the signal caller. So. That makes it easier too. So, you know, that's an important thing. Rather than relaying it down and then somebody else relaying it to the signal caller, I can go straight to him. So it makes it easier for guy in the box.
From the box, you can go right to Brandon Marshall.
Right. Yeah, and they changed that, which is better than the last time I was in the box. So it's another fine.
What the hell happened there?
Hey, I don't know what happens with those phones anyway.
We didn't see Tlaib today. Concerned if he can't go in, how do you feel with Roby if he has to start again?
Well, Roby was the defensive player of the week. So, I mean, I obviously feel good about him, and we always have. But, you hope Tlaib comes back whenever he can, certainly. We're we're awfully strong with those three guys.
It's not Roby, really. It's Doss. If Tlaib goes down, Doss is the guy that. How did he do? Does he look like he's ready to?
You know, he made the fourth down play on the 2 yard line for us. You know, he came in and played a good game for us. So he was ready to play. So you know, I'm pleased about that. If he has to go in and play more, he will. But I mean, he played a lot in that last game. So. And did some good things.
He made a lot of plays on the ball this summer in camp. What is it about guys that have that knack for being around the ball like Doss seems to have?
Yeah, he's a smart player, it's instincts, I guess. He anticipates well and then does it. Some guys react quick, but they don't anticipate. And he anticipates things, you know, so he kind of ran our other quarterback out of here with a 200-yard interceptions, and so he made some plays in the training camp, and he's continued to do that. So,
what did you see from DeMarcus in terms of his performance? And is it just will he get a little more playing time? Or I know he's going to always kind of be in a play count because of that back. But what did you see?
You know, that was his first preseason, like you would do him in preseason. Basically, he played 26 plays, and that was. I mean, I think that was good, and he produced, you know. He had several hits on the quarterback and won whatever that was that they said it wasn't. I mean, when he had his hand on the ball and they said it was a pass. So, I mean, you know, he made some plays for us in those situations, and we'll continue to, you know, put him in situations where we pass rush situations. But we'll just play it by ear as far as it goes there. We've got other guys that, you know, played well in those other situations too, so it's a good situation for us to be in.
Playing with DeMarcus back, how will that affect Chuck
Barrett? Well, he'll play. I mean, you know, I've always believed if you got guys that are good enough to play and they work hard at it, find something for them to do. I mean, you can put more guys in the game if you have to, but I think Shane, Shaq, and of course DeMarcus. I mean, DeMarcus is. Deserve to play, but those are the other two guys deserve to play. I don't think you just sit them on the bench the whole game. So find some opportunities for them to play. So we believe in that.
Anything else?
Thanks, Coach.
Good.
Thanks.
You're right. Thanks.
Glad you're back,
right,
Wade.
Yep, I'm back.